Call to order this regularly scheduled meeting of the Board of Commissioners and Meridian Development Corporation. We'll have roll call. Member Byrd?
Here.
Member Fitzgerald?
Here.
Member Zamzo?
Here.
Member DeVere is not here. Member Jensen?
Here.
Member Barrett?
Yes.
And Council Marshall?
Here.
Isn't that your last name?
That's right.
All right. And Administrator Squires?
Here.
And I am here as well. Item number three, confirm the agenda. Motion?
Mr. Chair, I move to confirm the agenda as published.
Second. Motion and second. Is there any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. Agenda is confirmed. Item number four, the approval of the consent agenda, which includes the minutes from the May 27th regular meeting and the May 2015 administrator's report. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair.
I move that we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second. Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. Motion carries. On to our action and presentation items number five, update on the Meridian Library.
Is he home too? Is it just me?
It's just you.
Okay.
You're the only name on here, so.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Sure. We just thought that it'd be nice to kind of update everyone since we've been able to meet, sign the lease, and make some progress on formalizing the relationship between the library and MDC. And wanted to kind of brief you on some of the status of some of the areas we're working on. One was the name of the space, and our working title has been Unbound, for those of you who don't know, as a sort of fun play on the unwinding of a traditional library with still a reference to what a library is in so many people's minds. So we're kind of feeling that out with people within our communities and testing that out. And this summer, we are bringing on a marketing consultant to develop a library branding strategy for the whole system. And one of the responsibilities of that person will be to also identify and brand the logo and work with the marketing strategy for this space. Now that we have a timeline in place for when we'll move in, that will impact some of the plans we had put into the proposal originally in a very positive way, actually. Because October is the beginning of our fiscal year, we're gonna be able to roll some of what we had planned across two fiscal year budgets. And so, as opposed to a soft launch in the summer with smaller scale operations to try things out, we'll be able to plan appropriately for a grand opening that will include three staff members in that space as opposed to one. And that will allow us to increase the number of programs and the hours of operation from what we had originally put into the proposal being the soft launch. So we're kind of working out the specifics of what the actual programs and those hours would be as we're continuing to develop some more partnerships and relationships. We've gone to meet with the New Ventures team and have met with Nathan Mueller and some of the other local businesses. Nathan's business being one of the more interesting ones, with what he expressed was the potential to do some training and have a more robust curriculum for helping to train software developers, since he has a hard time identifying that talent in the Treasure Valley, software development being one of those industries. And to that end, one of the other things that's happened since we've met last was we are working with the State Department of Ed to roll out the Microsoft IT Academy, and Meridian Library will be, this location will be one of the testing certification sites. And so I served on that RFP, and I'm working with ICFL, the State Library, as well as the State Department of Ed on how that will work for public libraries. They're rolling it out to all the schools, and then public libraries to be included as well. So the library will be able to be a certification site is what we're anticipating. So along with that marketing component, just to backtrack a second, because that's rolling across the 2 years, we're going to be able to dedicate some of our operating income to marketing in both of those fiscal years. So that marketing strategy that is going to be worked on over the summer, we'll be able to identify the dollar amounts of what we'll be spending on those. As far as preparing for that, now that we have a move-in date, at least a timeline, we have started to figure out the strategy for hiring, training the staff, and starting to acquire the equipment, so that by the time we move in October, we'll be able to hit the ground running and have all of those pieces in place. And so that'll help us up in May, Marine Group 2, to just do additional training and programs before we actually move into the space. So we're hiring those two people at the end of July is what that is being planned for. Let's see, what else was on my list? Still been just researching the classes and what kinds of programs people are interested in. And that's pretty much on my list for updating. I'm happy to answer any questions, bring concerns or questions back to the team so that we can work things out, since now we have a little bit of time to make sure we're planning and strategizing appropriately.
Does anyone have any questions or comments or anything?
Great.
I guess not. Mm-hmm. Well, thank
okay.
you for the update.
Great.
That was easy enough.
That was easy enough.
I know we're all excited. We have another item directly related to that on our agenda. We've got to get through, but
okay.
We're all excited.
Let us, in the interim, we're happy to do what all you need in terms of keeping you all updated on what we're working on. So we're at your disposal.
All right.
Thanks, Gretchen.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
On to item number 6, the approval of the bid recommendation for improvements to 713 North Main Street.
Mr. Chairman, we have, so on Monday we received two bids for this project for 713. One is from Wright Brothers and the other is from Morgan Construction. You have both of these separate from your board packets. As I indicated in my email to the board yesterday, the recommendation after reviewing the bids with Council Lakey and Walt Lundgren from Johnson Architects is our recommendation is to accept Wright Brothers' bid of base bid and bid alternate one, which would be for a total of $125,138. This would get us the tenant improvements that we've discussed repeatedly within the interior of the building and the exterior as well, in terms of some of the sidewalks and the curb cuts that we need to close off between 703 and 713 North Main for ACHD, and would also include the renovation of the restrooms. What we're recommending that we hold off on at this time is any improvements to the roofing system, just because this would put us very clearly over $200,000, and I cannot find the money in the budget. I do not feel comfortable recommending that we move forward with that at this time. We do have Walt here, and maybe he can elaborate a little bit more about the roofing and maybe some options that we may have in the future and considerations.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks,
Walt. Johnson Architects. So in reviewing the bids, it was really interesting. I don't have the numbers offhand, but you know, out of two bids, we had some really odd numbers on some of the alternates. And I think the beauty of alternates is that you can really start to identify and chill out stuff that maybe is not necessarily needed today, but at some point in the future. You know, for example, in the roofing, we had two different alternates. One alternate was for metal roofing at the front and some of the coping, that's the parapet caps and the siding on the main, that kind of upper portion. In a sense, what I would suggest is at some point that should immediately be repaired as a maintenance project. I would highly recommend that. Not critical today, but needed in the near future. And would be best, I would even argue, is that keeping that out of a general contractor scope and just hiring a metal or roofing contractor. I was a little surprised about those numbers, to be honest with you. I just didn't know where they were coming from, but that's just something that
And if this is something that we need to include in next year's fiscal budget, we certainly can do that. It's certainly, for the roofing component, would not interfere with the library operations once they're in the building. So I think this is something that we can keep on our radar, but it's not something that's critical at this point in time. And with the base bid and bid alternate one, this keeps us within that range that Walt initially gave us, where we're comfortable with being able to find those budget dollars.
Our term of our lease is 3 years, is that correct? Is that something that will have to be done within that 3 years, do you think? Or it
possibly, I think we just need to keep an eye on it. I mean, that, you know, it's, you can see it, it's pretty, I don't know that there's any noticeable, the only water damage we found was, well, was appeared to be from the sprinkler irrigation from the landscape on that back storage room. And we've addressed that at least to clean that wall up. But, I think it's just something that just needs to be watched, you know. At this point, I don't know that it's causing any harm.
And Mr. Chairman, if you can notice between the two bids, I mean, it ranges from $30,000 from one contractor to $85,000 on the other contractor.
If I could address that, normally, you know, just it's hard to say because, you know, like for example, single ply roofing for a new roofing system, you know, could be anywhere from like $3 or $4 a square foot. I mean, this building is only 2,300 square feet, so you know, and some of that's not even single ply roofing, for example. So let's say it's 2,000 feet. You know, based on those numbers, a new single ply roofing system would be about $8,000 to $10,000. Now there's demolition involved too, and there's a lot of things that go on with that. But that's why I just couldn't, until we talked to those guys, I'm just not sure why those numbers were so out of the way they were. Even with another roofing system and that another roofing and metal siding, I'm just a little surprised. And contractors are busy. That's the other thing. I think we're seeing those numbers creep up a little bit. So it's just the nature of the issue.
So, Mr. Chairman, if the board is comfortable with this recommendation, then what we will do is we would ask that you make a motion to authorize us to enter into negotiations with Wright Brothers, and then we'll bring back all the appropriate contract documents to the next board meeting.
And we need that to be for the base bid and head alternate.
Yes.
And tell me again the subtotal of those.
It's $125,138.
If I may ask, Chair.
Sure.
Also, too, just to keep some contingency in mind for chambers, you know, it's a renovation. I feel all the drawings were good, but you know, you're always going to have things that come up, unforeseen conditions. You know. So I would earmark in the neighborhood of just normally we've been up, you know, around that 2% or even under 2%, a small scope like this for renovation, that would be a little bit closer to 5, or you know, just a little bit more, just in case. But it's always prudent to have that. So.
And Mr. Chairman, we will always bring back any change orders for board approval as well, too.
Just the nature of construction.
Well, does anyone have any questions?
Mr. Chair, remember, what would the estimate on the cost of this base bid?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Byrd, basically the cost estimate for the overall project, and I think that included the roofing as well, Walt, correct me if I'm wrong.
It included, it's a little apples and oranges, but it included basically the alternate one, but then just the metal roofing and metal coating. What we also added for alternates was the single ply roofing, which wasn't part of that. So
we had anticipated $130,000 to $140,000.
$140,000. And that included one other alternate that we're not taking.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
I'm going to say this: you comfortable with Wright? I'm not making phone calls for you this time.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Byrd, sorry to laugh about that, but we don't have two other entities along with a realtor who is creating issues for us in this instance. So I do feel comfortable with Wright Brothers.
Listen, I mean, Mr. Byrd, got the world all respect for voluntary.
It's a little bit different situation this time around.
For those of you that might be newer, they were the general contractor on the Compass ERP building. And was the winning bidder on that
We do, and the issue really wasn't so much with Wright as we had two other organizations involved in this partnership, along with a real estate brokerage firm. That
had a lot of chiefs.
Yes, yes.
Any other questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman, what are we looking for timeline? Do you think
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Barrett, in the bid documents, it stipulates once we actually approve the contract with Wright Brothers, it's 45 days to completion and then 60 days for final payment.
And through our process, sorry, Mr. Chairman, and through our process for another 2 weeks now?
Yes. And this is just normal process for us.
Mr. Chair, we could pass this. I mean, we've got the numbers. We could pass this and get started on the award of bids and to start your 45 days. Let Bob get set up on the job site, get started, and then the resolution.
We don't have, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, we don't have the contract documents in place yet, which we need to get all those.
We don't have a contract document ready to go.
This is just the bid. So no, we do not have the contracts in place. Because we weren't sure exactly what direction the board would want to go in.
I was behind on that.
These guys did a job without knowing what kind of contract they have.
Oh,
they had a sim.
There was one in the front of the
AI.
Yeah.
AI.
It's just not edited.
Correct.
It always called special meeting too.
Yeah, I think we need to get going on it.
My name is Chair.
I got the money.
Actually, was it 45 days? Is that it? Just.
Yeah, it's 45 days and 60 to close out.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we proceed with all the normal processes of making this happen. I don't know
if I'll look at
it.
I second it.
But you would just include the base and alternate number one, right?
That is correct.
And which bid?
For the Wright Brothers.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion, further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I just have a quick question regarding timelines. I know in other projects we've done and haven't approved change orders and those types of things. Cause timelines to drag out. Is that, do we need to just put a contingency in there so that we don't have to do that? Because on some of these things I've mentioned, I don't know if you've got the ability to do certain change orders.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Jensen, I only have authorization from this board to approve up to $2,500. So anything above that amount has to go come back to the board for formal approval. So if it's something that is certainly going to hold up the building improvements, we'll call a special meeting. We did that several times on Compass VRT. Okay, so.
Further discussion? No. All right, we'll do a roll call. Bird, vote.
Aye.
Mr. Bird. Member Fitzgerald.
Aye.
Member Zamzo.
Aye.
Member Jensen.
Aye.
Member Barrett.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. The motion carries.
You're trying to get this building.
You know, right?
It's a little bit true.
3 years.
Thanks,
Paul.
Thank
you for all your
work.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
I'm actually good to have you. Thanks, guys.
The next item is the 10-mile Urban Renewal District update. Bruce is in here.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, do you have any update?
I do not have any new knowledge of that. So
No, I have nothing new that you guys haven't already.
Okay.
Sure.
Now you guys are gonna be the major players. You'll know what, I'm sure, what goes. Something might come up between the, I don't think so, on the 16th when we meet. But I think that's not what we're meeting about there. I don't think there's anything. I think it's still in the process when, why, what, now. Something that we both city council and FDC board needs to really take a hard look at, take a decision.
I was just curious, and I apologize because I think I missed the first meeting in which this first came up. I think that's when I was in DC or right around there. So, the city is proposing the urban renewal district, but we just automatically inherited everything about it. Is that
you
the
don't,
case?
You don't.
I mean, is that like is
you
we,
don't have to? We, I mean, you got the choice of as I understand it, we have the choice of having a complete new urban renewal district with a new board and everything. But why would you?
No,
when you got something already in place, why would you not just add to it?
Right. So then it just would be additional dollars coming this direction.
That would be it. Well, you'd actually have two charters.
That
we would run under. We'd actually have. Now I don't know how legal or anything. I don't know that. But in my way of thinking, we'd actually have two budgets. Mm-hmm. We set two budgets up for each district, and that kid, that's just my thinking.
Sure.
Nobody's ever laid out the complete thing, and it was brought up that we'd have two separate ones. I don't think anybody that I know of on the council is agreeable to that. I mean, it's just it's under one, and how we mash the budgets together. I don't know how CCDC's done it.
I do. I'm sorry. So basically, the way that they work it, it's one overall budget, but there are subsections of that budget for the different revenue allocation areas. State statute really only allows for one agency, so there is not the capability, as I understand it, to set up a second agency. We are the agency, and then we will manage the different revenue allocation areas. We don't mix dollars. That's the only thing that we have to be really careful about.
And the area that this is, how far north on 10 Mile is this going? And then
it has not been determined. All the 10 Mile area, and I'd be truthful, I have, if they showed a physical map, I've missed it.
Okay, well, that's why I guess it was just my curiosity, because it just doesn't seem like an urban renewal section, or is the goal to obtain property?
It is for economic development. And that's part of urban renewal, is economic development.
But it's,
so Mr. Chairman, I can answer your question.
Yeah,
so basically, it's going to be kind of the model that Twin Falls used with Chobani and Cliff Bar.
Okay.
So basically, it's a specific piece of property. It's not a, and right now that has not been set, as far as I'm aware. But once that revenue allocation area is set, it will be project specific.
Okay.
It will be to pay for the infrastructure, and as soon as the TIF dollars pay it back, they're closing it out.
So
it won't last for the 20 years that.
So similar to what they were.
Yeah.
About the Chobani thing.
Yes, exactly
like
that. So not the same, so it wouldn't be the same as we're operating for our current district boundary.
Okay. I'm clear. Thank you.
Does that help?
Yes.
Okay, good. But at this point, my understanding is that the goal is to, for the schedule, is to complete by the end of this year. And so we as a board will make a recommendation to the city council as to whether or not the area should be accepted by the city, but ultimately the city has a final say.
And is there already a buyer coming in? Is that the reason?
My understanding is that there's a potential employer. However, we haven't been brought into that discussion because there's a non-disclosure agreement.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry for
No,
it's just been very vague, so.
In general, is everybody on board with that happening? And does anyone have any concerns with us taking on that responsibility to get further down the road?
Not now that I understand it better.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised, caught off guard the other last time it was brought up, and they were like, and so you will. And I was like, oh, that's our job. Didn't know anything about it. But yeah, no, now that I understand that a little bit better, just being involved, I think, on the property committee and understanding all the stuff that had been done, that makes sense. I get it. But I'll be curious to see what all is brought forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's hard to make a decision when you're.
You guys, as I alluded to, you guys will be the one that recommends to the
to you.
City council. And I will have those on the MDC board. I'll sit down with them. I hope she does too. But of course, you don't get a vote on the council. So
all right. Unless there's any further questions or discussion, we'll move on to item number 8, the approval of dedication of fiscal year $15 for the forthcoming Pine Avenue project and corresponding resolution 15-05.
Mr. Chairman, if you recall, at our last meeting, we set aside $100,000 from our special projects line item for the Pine Avenue project. That is currently getting ready to start design and will be under construction fiscal year 17 and 18. So this is just the formal resolution of that. And so I will read that resolution. 15025, a resolution by the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, aka the Meridian Development Corporation, directing that $100,000 of its budgeted special project funds be held and carried over into the next fiscal year to assist in paying for the cost of the Pine Avenue Improvements Project, directing the administrator to take any necessary action to implement the resolution and providing an effective date.
Hopefully there's not any discussion, but does anybody have any questions, comments, or
Mr. Chairman?
Member Bear.
Second.
We probably should clarify that I'll be signing and she'll be attesting.
Yeah, you'll be signing and she'll be attesting.
Second.
All right. Thank you for catching me.
Well, I just want to make sure for legal.
Yeah. Is there any further discussion? If not, we will take a roll call vote. Member Byrd?
Aye.
Member Fitzgerald?
Aye.
Member Zanza?
Aye.
Member Jensen?
Aye.
Member Barrett?
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. So motion carries, resolution passes. On to the discussion items, the Downtown Economic Development Partnership Committee update. Member Bassalon is not here. Do you want to see that, Ash?
Mr. Chairman, in your packets is the meeting notes. I'll just hit some really quick highlights just because I think a lot of everybody in this room has been at most of these meetings. The DBA website was up and running last week, so take a look at that. I'll send out that link. I can't remember if it's Meridian Downtown or Downtown Meridian Cali.
I think it's Downtown Meridian.
Downtown Meridian.
Yep. Correct.
Yes. Yes. So that's up and running. The DBA will start canvassing downtown businesses to try to get more membership and participation. And I think that's happening next week. City of Meridian update, the RFP for the Multipurpose Center will be issued at the end of June. In fact, we have a committee meeting this afternoon to review that RFP. Are you?
Yeah, where is that?
It's in the community development
okay.
department. So we'll be reviewing that. We will need, as MDC, to make a motion at our next meeting once we have that final version of the RFP to allow for the city to advertise the fact that we have two buildings that could be utilized as part of this RFP. We just need to make a formal motion per legal counsel for that. We talked about the potential URD at 10 Mile. The New Ventures Lab had its grand opening last week, so exciting times. The Meridian Chamber of Commerce update, the Youth Entrepreneur Academy had their first graduation last week, and ACHC, we have Justin here from ACHC. We basically just focus our efforts on Pine Avenue and what we're trying to accomplish there. And then we provided a fairly detailed MDC update on everything that we've had going on in the last quarter, so which has been pretty busy. Happy to stand for any questions you might have.
I have a question.
Sure.
Leadership Meridian, have we ever participated in any of their events or activities or whatever?
Mr. Chairman, I brought it up probably a year and a half ago to the then board chairman about would it make sense for myself or to sponsor another board member to participate. And at that time, I did not get a favorable recommendation of that. But I think that is something that I think would be really beneficial to educating folks as to who MDC is, what we're about, what we're trying to accomplish, because it is community leaders. I'm sorry, Commissioner. It's the Meridian Chamber of Commerce. Internally, I'm not sure specifically who runs that program.
Have we ever been asked to be like a panelist or anything in any of their government day activities or whatever?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Because I think that'd be another way to, you know, to get, not just if we had somebody in one of the classes, but if we were just participating.
Mr. Chairman, I completely agree with that. And I believe they're accepting applications right now.
You know when the deadline is?
I think they're, from what I understand, they're trying to fill up and trying to get filled.
If I recall, it's around 600.
I agree with that. I don't think I've heard it all ever. So what do you guys want to go through? It's, we have,
now, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Burr, I brought it up with that the then chairman offline. And
I don't think it's true at all. So.
Mr. Chairman, I totally agree that Ready to Develop Solutions should be part of leadership, and I recommend that we authorize funds to have Ashley attend the next class.
Is that something you'd be interested in, Ashley? Well, I guess, we have a motion.
I second.
Mr. Chairman, I would be interested, having gone through the Leadership Boise program. It was highly enjoyable and informational, and I think that would be, I was interested at the time I brought it up a couple years ago.
Can we pull money out of our special projects line item for that?
Mr. Chairman, we do have a training line item.
Do we?
At $5,000 that I don't think we're obviously going to touch this fiscal year, so I would recommend it would come out of that.
I believe it's like 600. I looked at it one time. It was something like that.
It's substantially cheaper than Leadership Boise.
It's a year-long dedication.
It's 2 years.
2 years, okay.
Which I would.
So they went to two.
So the second year puts on the programs for the first year.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. We'll take a roll call vote. Member Byrd.
Aye.
Member Fitzgerald.
Aye.
Member Zanzo.
Aye.
Member
about the downtown economic development partnership meeting. Okay, then public relations committee update.
Well, we had an exciting week last week. Was it Tuesday? I don't know. They all blend together this time of year for many days. Every day. We did almost an entire day's workshop with Rising Creative. We had brought together, there were probably 9 or 10 folks from around the city representing all sorts of different, different entities, but also just different demographics and so forth in our community. So outside of those of us on the committee, we had some business leaders, developer. We had an active mother in the community. We had we brought Ken Corder in from the mayor's office because he represents that youth thing going. Plus his father in the area. We had kind of a really nice diverse mixture of people. And Ryzen spent the day literally making us think outside of the box and coming up with how we view Meridian and what we, or downtown Meridian, and what we feel the future of Meridian is. And so that gives them the basis to come up with sort of a general theme, marketing, all that good stuff, branding and so forth, to present to us in a couple of weeks. So I'm guessing that we'll meet with them via the PR committee at that time and then present some ideas to the board, but it was very good, very well done. Anything else? Anybody wants to add? Kelly? Kelvin?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Okay.
All right. Item number 12, council report. Do you have anything to share with us?
I don't have anything. Thank you.
You just got off easy
well,
today.
Thank you for filling
the
in for Todd. Administrator's report.
The only thing I'm going to ask all of the board members to do is we're trying to set up what the budget schedule is going to look like, and I'm trying to determine like what dates I'm going to have the majority of the board members. I know July gets kind of tenuous for us, so if everybody can let me know which board meetings end of June, July, and August that you will be in attendance, that would be really helpful for me in setting the schedule.
Actually, for me, set the date that these guys that got real jobs can make it. I'll make sure.
We just ran into an issue last year where we were planned on having our budget hearing at the end of July, and we barely had a quorum, and we didn't feel comfortable moving forward with that hearing date. So just if you all can just email those to me, I'd be appreciative.
So we don't have any public comment. Adjourn meeting. Do we have a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Sorry.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Speak loud.
Aye.